Welcome back. You're with David Faisal on QR Calgary and More Than Money. Faisal, I want to set this up for us a little bit. I've been reading a book called Die With Zero, and it's a book that a lot of people seem to be reading. It's kind of popular right now. And the premise is this. It's you, as you get older and you get in your retirement years, you start converting assets into experiences. And we talk about experiences all the time.
Okay.
Right? One of the big experiences that people generally enjoy, and not everybody, is travel. Right? And one of the areas that's become quite popular lately is this idea of a river cruise. And you and I have had a recent opportunity. Actually, yeah. It was work-related. But it was partly on a river cruise. What was your experience?
I was going to ask you first because
we're different.
I'm not a big cruiser, right. So it's not like in my stage of life, I'm more of experiencing like sporting events, yeah, and different types, beaches and stuff like that. So cruising isn't the top of my list of experiences to have on the travel side. What I did like about this river cruise that we were on, it was that it was small enough that it was very calm, cool. It wasn't crazy. It wasn't like a big resort on a boat.
Right.
Okay. So I did like that. However, when we were passing other cruise ships, and I noticed the people that were on those cruise ships, mm-hmm, they were significantly older than myself.
Right.
So that tells me that demographic that they're really targeting are not me.
Right.
Okay. So I could see myself doing this as I age at some point. So being my age right now, I it wouldn't be my top list, but I can definitely see the benefits of why more and more people, generally over a certain age category, let's call it 65, 70, really like that, the river cruise. It's not, mm-hmm, it's not a resort on a boat. It's calm, cool, and have a little bit of fun and a great experience for the stops that you make.
Yeah, I think that's an important takeaway. It's kind of a convenient way to get to a number of different stops, right? You're shuttled there. I would also say I'm not sure my wife loves the motion of the ocean all that much, mm-hmm, right? And so for people that don't like that feeling, we didn't have any of that, right? She was not uncomfortable. She didn't, yeah, feel the...
We're on a river, so there's no ocean issues to have.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. So that was pretty cool. The popularity, though, like the amount of boats on the river, and we were on the Danube, and that seems to be a popular one. I've talked to so many people that are doing some form of that river cruise that we did.
Yeah.
It was amazing. Like, there is no question that it is becoming a very popular form of travel for all of the reasons that you mentioned in the demographic that you mentioned.
Yeah. So if you take a look at how the travel industry has segmented themselves based on demographic, as people start to build their experiences, you know, when you first meet a couple and we're doing their retirement plan as a client, and we say, you know, what are some of the experiences you want to have? They do mention travel, but their type of travel at the very beginning is generally quite different than when they go into their second decade of retirement. Their second decade generally,
right,
when they're traveling, involves some sort of cruising or multiple stop, not a lot of high activity base type of travel, which is the change in what your body and what you want to experience, and the thing, simply just going to have that experience because that's the way their lives are. They've just adjusted. So the travel industry has done a very good job at meeting these subgroups of people who are retired,
because, mm-hmm,
people think retirement is one point in time.
Right.
When it's different, you're going to go through different experiences.
Right.
The key thing about these types of river cruises and so forth is that you are kind of stuck with whatever's available on the boat from,
correct,
a food perspective.
Yep.
And you don't get a lot of time exploring the stops. You got a short period of time. So,
right,
it's literally an appetizer buffet of stops. Go in, grab some food, maybe look around, see some sights, come back, and off you go, generally speaking. And then on the boat, you get whatever you get. So there's limitations to that. So that was one thing that I when I was experiencing that. But I think there's going to be a bigger increase in river cruising in different parts around the world.
Yeah. And I you've hit on something really important there. And I wanted to expand. It wasn't just about river cruises, but travel in general, right? And as we get older and move into retirement, you have time. And there's sort of three phases as I think about, or three different ways to travel. What most of us do, of course, when we're working is we go on vacation.
Yeah.
Right. And that's somewhere between 1 and 2 weeks. You could go to a resort or something. Now, a vacation is very different than what I would consider traveling. And traveling is what you might do early in retirement. You've got more time. So I might spend an extended period of time.
Correct.
In a location. And therefore, I would get to see things out of the normal, you know, tourist
sure.
idea.
Yeah.
And then the third, which we have a lot of conversations with people about, is this notion of living abroad. And that, again, is a whole different set of things, right? So often we have conversation with people, I traveled there or I vacationed there for a long, you know, in whatever city it is. Now I want to go live there. Well, I'm going to go buy a place and live there. Well, hang on a second. Living there and experiencing the culture day to day is, again, very different from traveling or vacationing.
Correct.
Right? And so I think it's important. I don't think people really think about it. We have lots of conversations with people, and they're not well thought out about
what this looks like. I like how you broke that down, because a vacation is different than travel. Travel is more extended. You're more immersed
yes.
into the area yeah. that you're at. And I liked how you kind of differentiated those two. And then living abroad is not an extended travel trip, or it's not an extended vacation.
Right.
It's a different experience that you're looking to do. So I like how you broke those down. All three have different types of impacts in your retirement. So let me kind of give you an example of what I'm talking about. We had a couple that joined came to us, and we were having the conversation about their retirement plan, and vacations was on there.
Yeah.
I want to get away for a couple of weeks. So I mean, they're getting away from something on the day-to-day. The
right.
problem that they were facing is, what does my day-to-day look like? I need a vacation from my day-to-day, whatever that looks like.
Interesting.
So they kind of knew what they were getting away from.
Right.
They didn't know what they were doing on a day-to-day basis
right.
while they're no longer working. So that was number one. Then they talked about extended trips. Maybe we can do 6 months somewhere. And I go, what's the longest vacation you've had? And they said, oh, maximum 10 days.
Right.
You went from 10 days to 6 months? You sure?
Right.
How about a couple months? Because if you've never experienced it, it sounds romantic when
yeah, does,
I'm going to
yeah.
go and live abroad for 6 months
right.
and here I go. But try 6 weeks
right.
instead of 6 months. And just give it, you've got all the time to figure this out. Like, you don't have to make a decision
yeah.
and build your entire retirement plan on living somewhere for 6 months and going, I hate it here.
Right.
Do you know how many people have built a plan that with us said they're going to do this, they start it, and they change their mind
correct.
Halfway through their 6 month visit or their, right. you know, they're like, wasn't what I wanted.
Yep. You know, you and I talk about this a lot. I'll just use myself a little bit as I think about, you know, what I want to experience, not necessarily retirement, but just I do want to experience that idea of living abroad. And living abroad to me means you've got to understand the language, because if you're going to understand the culture, right, you got to understand the language and the people. And so when you think about it in that respect, you know, I've been working on learning Italian now for a couple of years. It's not easy to learn a new language, right? So there's a very different level of commitment that goes into those different choices that you make, what category of experience you want to have, right?
I am looking forward to the time where when you open up this show in Italian.
Well,
okay.
Yep.
There's the challenge
all
for
right.
you, my
for
friend.
For our Italian listeners. Yeah.
Right? Just, it doesn't matter. They're going to hear Dave Popwich speaking a foreign language to him. Do you know how high the ratings will go on this show?
Done deal.
Just on you trying to speak another language.
Oh, it's going to be listen, for our Italian listeners, you're going to have to be a little bit patient with me
and forgiving
and forgiving. I'll butcher it a little bit, but I do have the advantage that Maddie, my wife, is Italian, and she corrects me regularly, so
fantastic.
We'll see how that works out.
You know, when you talk about travel or vacationing or living somewhere for a longer period of time or living abroad, these are all experiences or things you want to achieve in retirement. But one thing that people worry about as they pick out vacation, travel, or living abroad is that they want to make sure their foundation, their financial situation is intact. And so they need a proper structure. They need a way to make sure they've got this going for the rest of their lives, because they can't just stop vacationing or stop traveling
yep.
and go back to work because it didn't work out.
Right.
Or they don't want to, you know, change that vision because things didn't work out in the market. So you want to know how to figure all this out to make sure you can do that? Join us at our next seminar on Tuesday, September 10th, 7 p.m. at the Carriage House. And you do need to register for this. So go to morethanmoneyradio.com.
Would you like to learn how to build a strong foundation of a portfolio using five pillars? Join us after the break here on QR Calgary and More Than Money.